This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Last hour, I talked about Joe Biden's war with Texas, and he's going to use the National Guard of Alaska to go after them pesky Texans. He says, well, they're going to go down with those Lakota helicopters, two Lakota helicopters. We're going to send 20 troops. You would think these are special forces. He's sending 20 Alaskans to go down into the heat of Texas. I mean, were these people going to hit Texas and burst into flames? Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Joe Biden picked the war with Texas. He wants to protect the illegals over the rights of Texans. I mean, pick Maine or Idaho. You don't want to mess with Texas? 29 million people with a pretty hefty military down there, too. And, no, I'm not talking about the forces of, you know, Fort Bliss and all that stuff. I'm talking about them armed Texans. If anybody, look, Alaskans are well armed. But they can, 20 people can't bring it up. Like I said, a troop of Boy Scouts could beat 20 Alaskans. No offense, I like Alaskans. I'm going to get some mail. Glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I do want to hear from you. And I've already asked you guys this favor in a previous hour. I'm going to ask it again. Just go look at my store. shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Just go look. And let me know what your thoughts are. And this contact me says, Kevin, she's supposed to get a free item. She goes, I'm buying the tennis shoes. You got to go look at the Trump shoes. They're amazing. They're fun. And what we decided to do, we're going to make all of our merch fun. The sayings of what we write about them, all are going to be snarky. They're going to fit my personality. Maybe we'll put that little card inside with you, like you buying these shoes, you know, whatever. It'll be something snarky. We're going to do some cool things. I want to make... I'm not good at merch, but I've decided, you know what, I figured it out. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. Biden, two things that I said you can look at with this move against Texas. One is it's terrible optics, so there's three things. It's just horrible optics. You're going to go to battle against citizens for illegals. I mean, that's like, I don't know if you're in a relationship, fellas. But if you're in a relationship, and let's say an ex-girlfriend says something about your significant other that you're with now, and you side on the side of your ex, you know what I'm saying? Woo! That does not end well. Okay? No matter what, you got to protect the one you're with. You got to love the one you're with. Do-do-do-do. Love the one you're with. Because if you don't, it will be some cold nights. You get what I'm telling you? So Biden is essentially telling the woman he's with that he's going to stand up for the ex. Except it's far worse. Because it deals with real stuff, real human emotions, things that we need to, you know, that people are very passionate about now. So I said this, Biden, number one, okay, we already talked about it's bad optics. It's bad optics and it's bad politics. It's not just about the optics. It's bad politically. It impacts everything we do here in America negatively. Illegal immigration does. Legal immigration is amazing. I'm all for it. It takes a while. I don't care. What doesn't take a while? Good food at a restaurant takes a while. There's fast food and then there's go sit down at a restaurant food. Which one is quicker? I don't want to give you any hints. But one of them is called fast food. Which is better? A cooked meal by a chef at a restaurant or something that you pull out of the freezer at your house and cook? You know, I'm talking about these prepared meals. We buy a lot of stuff, these prepared meals from Costco. And they're good. They're adequate in a pinch. But tell me, am I going to want pasta primavera from a restaurant, you know, that cooked by a chef or something that I take out of the freezer that's been there for about a month and I'm like, well, time to eat something, you know. One is sustenance and the other is succulent. It's meant for you to test your senses. I think you get the picture. So there's that. But then there's two reasons why I said Joe Biden's a joke on this thing. And one of them, has to do with he's sending 20 troops and two helicopters. And they said this, he potentially may deploy them. Potentially? Deploy or don't deploy? That is the question. If you're trying to, do you going to send Texas a warning sign? We're serious about this, Texas. You better send more than 20 troops. And then, get this, delayed deployment. This is what we didn't get to previous hour. 2025. And I said, that, I'm going to tell you right now, that deployment date tells me Joe Biden isn't serious. Now, some people have argued with me, well, Kevin, he's just waiting until after his re-election, maybe, to implement this bold plan. So he further avoids bad optics. But let me tell you what that is. That is total boo-boo. That is not the case. Biden fully expects to lose to Trump, and he will. And afterward, Trump is going to reverse this nonsense, the same thing that he did with Obama, and America can go back to protecting our sovereignty, because that's what you want. Now, Biden is facing a dilemma of his own creation, because his way, he has no way out. There's one way out for Joe Biden. You ready for it? Joe Biden should be protecting Americans. He does that, no harm, no foul. This it technically goes away, but here's why he can't. He can't do it because the strategy of the Democrats is they got to bring in these illegals. They have to make them somewhat legal, at least able to vote, and then they can move forward. For the first time, folks, pay attention to this. This is the biggest part of this segment. For the first time in American, in modern history, for the Republican Party, do they have the black voice on their side? Black voice is saying, you're trying to negate our votes. You're giving rights and you're giving money to people who are not citizens when we are struggling. If the Republicans don't seize on this, if you don't, if we don't, as a group of conservatives and people who love this country, shame on us. We will have squandered the best gift that we've been given by the Democrats. I mean, they gave us Joe Biden, who's a knucklehead, dangerous man to the Republic, and we can certainly work with that. But then they handed us this one. See, going after Biden is personal. Black people can still support him because he's, you know, black people supported Marion Barry, the crackhead mayor of D.C. So they're willing to support any idiots, right? But what they won't support is someone with who they feel is not representing the interests of those who are the most downtrodden. And black folks believe, the leftists, not conservatives, believe themselves to be the most downtrodden, the most oppressed, and they are watching somebody else supplant them, and they don't like it. This is a win for the good guys. I say let's take advantage of it. When we get back, I'm going to talk about E. Jean Carroll.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So, Evie and Carol could be a case study for leftism. I said this, we covered her. We probably talked about her in two shows. Maybe, well, more than that. Because when she first hit the scene, I thought, this is one of the biggest kooks I've ever seen. Why would you pick that woman to be a symbol of anything for feminism? Why would you do it? It's like picking George Floyd, black people picking George Floyd to be a symbol of the civil rights movement. Or Michael Brown Jr., two thugs. See, but that's how leftists are. They pick stupid idols to build their case around, and it just leaves you scratching your head. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Case study. I've spoken about her, a woman whom I rank lower than Blasey Ford, you know, the skank that accused Judge Kavanaugh. I'm going to have a skank rank from 1 to 4. And let me tell you, E. Jean Carroll is one of the worst. Blasey Ford is bad. But E. Jean Carroll is one of the worst. Because Blasey Ford knew when to cash out. She was like, okay, I got my 15 minutes of fame. I'm cashing out. I've always been the ugly duckling. I made some money. And I haven't heard, as my grandfather would say, not hide nor hair of her since. I may Google her just to see what she's up to. Who she's trying to rip off now. Let me just say what just happened. I mentioned the word, I'm going to spell it, G-O-O-G-L-E, and my phone picked up everything I was saying right after that. I'm not exaggerating it. This phone is listening to my radio show. Second time I've seen that happen. We don't have any privacy anymore. Forget it. Hey, NSA, it's okay. You can tune in. Just catch the show on the podcast. Maybe at least I'll make a fractional penny off of you. Anyway, the Blaze listed all the reason that Carol is not going to get a dime from Trump. And I agree. What struck me, though, was the number of reasons. And I want to go into that because I think it's important that people really get what, and by the way, each of these reasons has a deeper thing to explore that goes into some of the other stuff, and that's why I want to cover. Now, I think I mentioned it before. I didn't want to cover Blasey Ford, but this article, the number, because normally you'll see the top five reasons why Blasey Ford won't get something, or top 10 reasons. Maybe you get 10, 25. I looked at them. They're all legit. Now, some will move through quickly because we don't need to cover, you know, in depth. They're automatic. But others need exploration. So here's what the Blaze, you can get this on the Blaze. It says, in 2019, a strange woman named E. Jean Carroll accused Donald Trump of raping her in a changing room of the Bergdorf Goodman department store in Midtown Manhattan. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I've been to that store. Melissa and I were there when we went to the Gold Gloves. And we've been there. We go every year. We used to pre-COVID. And we went to Bergdorf's because it's famous. And we go in there, and I'm telling you, it is self-service to the max. There's somebody with you. You know, I mean, for this to have happened is impossible. I mean, it would have to be like the guards that were watching Epstein. You get what I'm saying? These people, when you walk in, they offer you, I mean, you could get wine if you want it. They were very engaging. Mr. Jagger, how can I help you? And let me tell you, we weren't dressed to kill. We were dressed like peasants. But at the time, they knew I had a little cash. We didn't go in there because we were looky-loos. We went in to see if there was something, you know, because you always want to look for something that's unique that might be yours. That's like my shop, for example. Go look there. But anyway, they talk about you. It was at this Bergdorf Goodman in Manhattan, and they said Trump called her crazy, and a jury found him liable for both sexually abusing her and defaming her with crazy talk, which, for the record, she's crazy. So the jury decided this crazy woman, who's got no case, anybody listening to this knows, this woman, if Trump raped her, she was raped by E.T., okay? They give her $83 million. But they go on to say, there's 25 reasons why she shouldn't get a dime. And I may not even get through all of these, but I'm going to give you some of them. Carol has said, rape is sexy. Now, we have that clip. I'm not going to play it again. But she says, she backs up this insane statement that, think of the fantasies. And the guy writes, which my wife and I can't stop saying to each other. For the record, having someone forcibly violate you against your will is the exact opposite of sexy. She's on record of calling rape sexy. And then I went and looked at more of her stuff. This chick is a freak. They go on. Number two, she's already bragging about shopping sprees. Remember in Goodfellas when that idiot shows up at the party with his wife wearing a $20,000 fur coat and De Niro tells him, bring it back. When you run a scam, you need to lay low for a while. Carol, conversely, is making appearances on national television, and in one instance, she told Rachel Maddow she's going to buy her a penthouse in Paris, as well as fishing gear and a motorcycle for her counsel. Could she pick weirder presents, the guy writes. Her lawyer awkwardly murmured, that's a joke. Yeah, the whole thing is a joke, they write. Here's number three. The scenario she described came from her favorite TV show. Now, when I was researching this, other people talked about this. These are the ones I already knew about. Maybe you did too. There'll be some you don't. She is a self-described Law and Order fan, and there's an episode wherein a man muscles his way into a changing room at Bergdorf Goodman and sexually molests a woman. This is likely where she got the idea. She's also a big fan of The Apprentice. Would you like to watch your rapist on TV? Now, see, that's the one that just defies common sense. Here's another one you probably knew. We talked a little bit about it. She didn't want to press charges. But I'm giving you what the Blaze did was they took you to the actual places where she said it, and there are the links and all that stuff. It says, being on the cover of New York Magazine is one thing, but taking your BS story into an actual courtroom is a whole other level of fraud. When Bill de Blasio said he would change the law to make the case admissible, Carol kept awkwardly repeating, the experts told me the time has passed. Number five, they changed the law. The case had no merit because the statute of limitations on civil action had passed. So what happened? The New York State legislature changed the law. But not only did they do that, they made it retroactive. They said, is there anything that screams witch hunt more than that? What are we? Zimbabwe? Why would you pick on Zimbabwe, Blaze? There are many places where they did. Let me give you another one. Here's one they changed the law, and you probably don't know this. If you are accused of domestic violence, it's, let's say in 1980, and it could be harmless, where a wife slapped her husband and she got a domestic violence case. They made a retroactive law that you can't own a firearm. Did you know that? Simple. Now, they did it supposedly to protect women against these bad guys, which I get. But even innocent domestic violence, where a woman just slapped her husband in front of a cop because she caught him cheating, you can't own a firearm. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The much-anticipated border security and foreign aid deal in the U.S. Senate has failed, despite earlier optimism. Republican senators opposed to the measures said it does not go far enough to deter illegal border crossers from coming to the U.S. in the first place. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reportedly intends to try and pass the foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan separately. Proclaiming himself as pro-life Spider-Man, one man descended the Las Vegas Sphere to gather funds for a pregnant woman on Wednesday.
Hey guys, I'm here on top of the Sphere. I guess they're going to make me go through the top.
Climber Madison Deschamps shared footage on his Instagram account. The stunt tied up traffic in the streets below and the strip for quite a while. It was not Deschamps' first daring feat, though. He executed a comparable stunt in Phoenix during last year's Super Bowl. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I'm discussing that kook, also a skank, Eugene Carroll. She's a skank worse than Blasey Ford. And I'm discussing her because she got $83 million awarded to her erroneously. And it, this case showcases leftism at its finest. When they want to go after somebody, they will pick the bottom of the barrel. And I equated it to the black people making George Floyd, building statues to George Floyd. Like he's some kind of civil rights icon. A crackhead who, I don't know who he was high on, fentanyl, who was trying to pass a $20 bill and gets himself killed. Why? Because he was resisting arrest. Yeah, let's make him our poster child for all things black in America. Woohoo! Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Listen, folks, if you like what you're hearing, you're new to the program, maybe you're not that new. You've seen me on Fox News when I was slaying leftists on just for fun. But wherever you discovered me, if you decide you want to be one of our 500 warriors, people willing to donate $20 a month to help us out, you get a discount in merch. You get a free thing of merch, number one. You get a discount in merch. You're going to get access to things that you never seen before. Nobody else will get to see it or hear it. And it's, I'm telling you, I'm putting it together. Chris has already got it. The only thing stopping us right now is how do we deliver it? And Terry's trying to figure that out, Chris and Terry. But when it comes up, you'll spend hours in there listening to stuff and having fun and poking around and looking at my life, things that we've never exposed anybody, events I've been to, concerts behind the scenes with my friends, pictures, all of it. It's amazing stuff, and I can't wait for you to see it. And it's like getting a piece of, and by the way, this isn't just me. This is me hanging out with you. This is me with President Trump, with a group of people, and some of you may even be, you know, maybe you were at the event, or maybe you watched me speak at an event, speeches that I've made that you probably never heard, things like that. It's something I think you'll want to see. Anyway, so let me recap. E. Jean Carroll there, we've gone through five things that this woman has done, and one of them is she called rape sexy. The second thing is she's bragging about shopping sprees with the money that she's gotten or will get, thinks she's going to get. She's not getting a dime. Then the scenario she described happened in one of her favorite TV shows called Law and Order. The exact scenario. Somebody went into a Bergdorf Goodman's and sexually molested a woman, and she made that up. And she also happens to be a fan of a rapist. She watched this TV show. It was one of her favorites. Because as we know, all women of sexual assault can't wait to go celebrate it with the person that is the assaulter. Then she didn't want to press criminal charges, and de Blasio decided he would change the law and make it retroactive so they could go after Trump. But no, it's not a witch hunt. Glad you're back. Are you caught up? There's some people, we have a group of people that are on America Matters. They don't get the second segment of my show. I don't know why. It's a strange thing. So I'm recapping for them, but I'm also recapping for you guys. Now you ready? Here's more information that you know, and then there are going to be things that you don't know. There are 25 of these things, and one is the guy who backed the lawsuit is a major DNC donor. Leftist billionaire Reid Hoffman, he's the money behind the operation. His motive was to bankrupt Trump so he couldn't run again. Now, Carroll denied it at first, but just like Joe Biden and just like most Democrats and most leftists, she's a liar. And for the Democrats to go, I'm not a liar. Yeah, you are. You lie to yourselves every day. You lie to yourselves about Joe Biden. You lie to yourselves about your party. You lie to yourselves about you helping people, what your ideology does. Your ideology is built on evil. At its core, it's evil. It's satanic. And you're lying to yourself. You are not helping anybody. And if I have to deliver the tough love to you to let you know that you are evil people, rotten to your core. And this lady is a perfect example. She epitomizes Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, Chuck Schumer, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Hunter Biden, all of them. Look, that whole party is fit for Maury, fit for Springer. Digging on the dirty underbelly, the Harvey Weinsteins, the Jeffrey Epsteins, the Ghislaine Maxwells, all these people taking advantage of folks. And you know what these super elitists think of us? They don't even think of us as humans. We talk about humanity all the time. They don't think of us as humans. And now they want to take one who technically represents their own, Donald Trump, who's an elitist, but he's a blue-collar elitist. He cares. He knows that what he does impacts people's lives, and he cares. And they say, we got to get rid of him too. We got to treat him like dirt. We'll treat him like we do everybody else. We'll treat him like a pawn on the chessboard. But as I like to say of Trump, he's white and he can fight. So when you're at Reid Hoffman, they were forced to come clean that, yes, he's financing this. The whole thing, they said, was George Conway's idea, apparently. They say she denies it, but it's clear that the entire plan was concocted by a conservative lawyer, Conway, at a radical leftist cocktail party in Manhattan. By the way, George Conway is as much conservative as, take your pick. Pick the, the guy that wrote the book that everybody uses, Alinsky. George Conway, for them to call him a Republican or conservative, every time they do that in media, somebody should stop and say, first of all, stop referring to that clown as a conservative or a Republican. He's never been it. Oh, he voted Republican. There are people out there making money because they pretend to be something. George Conway's idea. Here's number 8. Carol's lawyer is desperate to fix her reputation as a rape enabler. You ready? Roberta Kaplan was supposed to champion victims of sexual assault with her hashtag Time's Up movement, but she used it instead to run cover for perverts such as Andrew Cuomo. She got caught and she got fired. Her comeback included representing Ashley Biden, a Biden lawyer going after Trump. Is anyone surprised? But this case could permanently rescue her Google results. In other words, look up Roberta Kaplan. See what her reputation is. You ready for the next one? Carol's dress didn't exist back then. We talked about this. Carol said that the rape happened in the early 1990s. They learned that the dress that she wore, that supposedly when this occurred, didn't exist at the time. They actually changed the date. Here's the next one that may be the most, one of the biggest. She can't remember when it happened. Same with Blasey Ford. And they said, we're not even talking about the exact date. She couldn't tell people whether it was 1993 or it was 1995. Now again, I don't know what traumas have happened in your life. But I do know the psychology of trauma. The psychology of trauma is, if it's big enough, you will lock yourself into that date. You won't forget it. It's like saying, where was I when the Twin Towers got attacked? Most of you know. You know when your child was born. You know when somebody dies, important to you. You want to know why I know the date May 27th? May 27th was the day one of my best friends died. I know that date. I know the date and I know the year. But Blasey Ford, this woman can't remember the year of something that supposedly was so traumatic that she sued years later after watching her accuser on his own TV show. She decided to sue years later. And I would love to, like I said, it was concocted by George Conway, a vapid anti-Trump guy. I would love to have been at that cocktail party while they were making up this nonsense and choosing their poster child. You know, let's pick the goofiest, kookiest woman on the planet and let's make people believe it. Let's put it in the media. Let's make it so believable that she wins an $83 million case for something that she watched on TV on one of her favorite shows and she actually watches the guy who she claims raped her. Let's make it so let's make it Jussie Smollett unbelievable and watch her win. This is what leftists do. Then they go, what are you talking about? We cheated during January 6th, and that's a cover-up for the cheat of the election of 2020. You denier? So you know what we are? We are E. Jean Carroll deniers. How could you possibly believe this completely concocted story that nobody with a third-grade education would believe? How could you possibly not believe it, America? I need to recap all this stuff. Unbelievable. She can't remember the date of a rape. I remember watching this show, forget the guy's name, Ryan Philippe, and he talks about he's beat up a woman and raped a few of them, but he's in court and he brings up his mother's case and she brings up a specific date of an incident. And the guy goes, well, how can you be so sure? She says, because it was the day my son came in and found me and I'd been raped.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now. To get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
We're discussing the kook, the idiot, the skank, the scoundrel, E. Jean Carroll, who the court has awarded $83 million to. Those judges should be kicked out. Everybody in this food chain should be kicked out. Look, I know lawyers have to do what they're told to do, but a judge, any judge that entertained this should have immediately said, "This, look, we're not going to do this. This is stupid." And who was it? The guy de Blasio, who lowered who made it to where the statute of limitations would allow them to prosecute this case. He should never be able to serve in politics again. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Go to the website. Don't just hear me say this. Jot it down. The Kevin Jackson Network. If you want to look at our store, shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Then, if you want to call, 844-551-8255. We respond back. We appreciate you.
who you are, what you do, the fact that you're listening to me. And please tell others. Oh, I should give you this. We have a thing. It's called, let me give you this real quick. It's called, it's a way for you to get a hold of the show anytime you want. What's this thing called? It's an app. I'm digging for it here. No. You guys don't need to look for it. Anyway, oh, here it is. So, it's an app. It's called linktapgo.com/KJAction. linktapgo.com/KJAction. That's got everything up about me on the show. So please go there, give that app out. You can listen directly to the show, etc. Everything we do is there. Link Tap Go. We're going to continue talking about E. Jean Carroll. There's 15 more things that we need to cover. We'll cover them quickly because it'll be the last segment. But here's the next thing that lets you know she's a liar and why she's not going to get a dime. She won't let anyone test her code for DNA. Carroll calls her dress the bad luck dress. That's what she told CNN. She says she'll never make a tallyman out of it, although as though the idea had ever occurred to anyone. Why does she keep it around? This could be the left's Monica Lewinsky dress, but she refuses to let anyone analyze it. You want to know why? Oh, I know. Cover your ears in case you don't want to know the answer. Well, the answer is because it doesn't have Trump's DNA on it. Number 12, she doesn't know if Trump left any DNA in the way that Bill Clinton did. So in other words, she was sexually assaulted by a man who just sprung up on her in a Bergdorf Goodman's dressing room, which I'm going to tell you right now, been to that store. It ain't going to happen. Those people are vigilant. But she doesn't know if it has Trump's DNA, you know, if he had a happy ending. Let me put it that way. I want to be delicate about this. But we'll never know. She won't let anybody look at the dress. Here's number 13. She's a serial accuser. We talked about this on the program. These are the ones you know, but there's some you don't. Despite being a 3.5, somebody rated her. She has claimed men have sexually assaulted her at least a half dozen times. It reminds me of the joke of the bear in the woods, the hunter in the woods, and the bear says to the guy, "I don't think you're here to hunt." He says, this isn't proof of Trump's innocence in and of itself, but it becomes relevant when surrounded by 24 other points that they've made about her. Number 14, she says it wasn't sexual. Carroll has said pretty much everything that you could say about this encounter, from it was not sexual to it was the definition of rape. And if you hear this kook on interviews, you're sitting there going, well, is it or isn't it? And let me give you the answer. Cover your ears. I don't want to spoil this for anybody. It isn't. He says she would not press charges, however, because it would trivialize the experience of illegal aliens who are being, quote, raped around the clock. Number 15, she's not his type. Trump is into elegant Slavs. This woman is like that historical chicken lady from the Kids in the Kids in the Hall. Have you seen a Canadian troop? Those guys are funny. They go on. Number 16, the judge and Carroll's lawyer are pals. We're told Judge Lewis Kaplan and Roberta Kaplan, and they're no relation, mentor back when they both worked at Paul Weiss, Rifkin, Warden, and Garrison. I talked about this on the program. Roberta Kaplan denies it, but it can't be denied they worked at the same firm at the same time. That alone is a conflict of interest. But others have said he mentored her. Here's number 17. Carroll didn't talk to anybody about the alleged assault until she did. Now, again, I don't know much about sexual assault, but here's what they write. If a woman is sexually assaulted, she was morally obligated to report it immediately, so the rapist doesn't do it again. Carroll didn't do this. What's more, she didn't talk to any of her friends about it, at least not at first. This is peculiar behavior for a blabbermouth. But it's not peculiar behavior for somebody that it didn't happen to. 18. Even if it's all true, the settlement would be tiny. Carroll alleged that Trump cost her a columnist job at Elle, but the magazine made it clear it ended her contract as an advice columnist based on nothing more than a lack of interest. But let's assume Elle fired her because Trump wrote a mean tweet. A good price for an advice column would be a couple of $100 per piece. $2,000 a year for Elle. Assuming Carol lives as long as Dear Abby columnist Pauline Esther Friedman, who died at 94, it would be a whopping $28,000 because Carol is 80. So, you know, they're only off by $82,972,000. Here's number 19. She said women love being abducted. She told Charlie Rose, remember him? He got accused of sexual misconduct. But in 1995, she said that women love the idea of a caveman knocking them unconscious with a club, then dragging them by the hair back to the cave. I'm no feminist, the guy writes, but I'm pretty sure the cerebral contusions from this kind of violence are not a turn-on. But those were her words. If you listen to her, she is highly charged sexually. I read some of her work and went, this chick is a freak. She said it wasn't a big deal. I'm a mature woman, she says. I can handle it. Okay, then why does she need $83 million to recover? That's four times the amount of money you get when your kid is decapitated. That's what they write in here, and they have a link to it. Number 21. She lives in a mouse house. Anyone who doubts this lady's mental state need to check out her house, and they have a link to it. She calls it the mouse house because it's infested with rodents, to whom she's given individual names such as Terbruski. She has painted the trees blue. She has printed out 27 years of advice column questions and stacked them all over the place. Yes, writers can be weird, but it's impossible to look at her place and not think this is nuts. Now, I didn't go look at it, but I don't need to go see her house to know this lady is nuts. As I often say, she's nuttier than squirrel turds. She's a hoarder. Thus the pictures of the house. Hoarding is a mental disorder. You can't sue somebody for calling you crazy if you have a mental disorder. Do you get what I'm saying? In saying that this woman is crazy, Trump is not, it's not hyperbole. She's certifiably crazy. You ready for the next one? See, these are the ones that get into the crazy part. Her cat is named Vagina. E. Jean Carroll is obsessed with sex in her vagina. She said she lives in the woods because if she lived in the city, she'd have 16 boyfriends. She's 80, remember? Her dog, you ready for the name? Tits, has blue hair, and her cat is named Vagina. The left-wing media think this is irrelevant. Among the stranger complaints made by the former president was that the jury wasn't informed about the name of her accuser's cat, Vagina T. Fireball. When the charge is calling a sane woman crazy, Vagina T. Fireball matters. Number 24, she writes notes to herself. I do too. But they say, wait, doesn't everyone? Not like this. The mouse house is festooned with bizarre messages. Her microwave says, burn, baby, burn. Her bookshelf says, always amused, never angry. And in a moment of deranged honesty, she taped a note to a lamp that says, hold your nerve, pursue your radical options to the bitter end. And you ready for the 25th one? She said she wanted to rape Trump. Apparently, she thought having rough sex with him in a changing room would make for a funny story. They'd provide a link. Wait, I thought she didn't tell anyone about what happened to her out of fear, they write. She also suggested she'd do it for $17,000 if he was unable to speak. Sounds awfully rapey, doesn't it? Anyone who takes this case seriously, doesn't see E. Jean Carroll as a complete basket case, is a complete basket case.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.